Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. And you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. If you're one of those people who is either anxious about losing your phone or often loses your phone or just acknowledges the possibility, I've got a few tips for you today. And the first one is the obvious one, but so many of us haven't done it. Please go onto your phone and switch on Find My Phone immediately. It's in your settings. It's not hard to do. And with your other notifications, you can, with your other devices, you can generally find a phone. And if you add family members to your account, and particularly safety members, they can generally track your phone as well, and have loved ones able to see where you are and where they are, always a good tip. There is another tip though. If you find somebody else's phone, or even in a house, if you're not sure whose phone it is and it's an iPhone, what you can do is you can talk to Siri and you can say, "Whose phone is this?" And I have to be careful I record this, of course, because I don't want my phone going off. But it is one of the more useful functions of the automation, and you can do this on an Android device as well. And it generally works. It can work in locked mode on most people's settings, and it should work. Another tip is how to find your phone. If you've got a Garmin watch, or you've activated Find My Phone and you've told it to play a noise, or you've rung the phone from somebody else's phone, or whichever system you've used to find the phone, you can often hear it ringing, but you can't actually tell which way it's coming from. And that's for a simple reason. Our ears use directionality to determine where things are, and it's about the timing of where things come from. The problem is if you have a repeating noise, and one that forms a sine wave, it can confuse your brain and you can actually get left and right wrong. So what you want is an irregular sound. If you set your Find Your Phone to either white noise, or let's say a song or a tune or something that doesn't have that sine wave repeating, it's a lot easier to find. That's why you find often many of these tones on default setting are some kind of pitch changing sound to make it easier for our brains to detect direction. So go into your settings, see what sound you have, both for your ringtone and for your Find My Phone sounds, and it will make life a lot easier for all of us. And that's it from the tips on how to find your phone this week. If you've got questions on this or anything else, or any tips for me, please drop me a line or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.